except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this Friday, December 12th, 2025 edition. Joining us on the line right now is Kevin Kievsky. He is a candidate for Attorney General for the state of Michigan, Republican nominating convention, March 28th in Novi, Michigan. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good. Buried in snow. I got to get outside. I got about 12 inches on the driveway. I got to clear before we can go into town and do our business today. But other than that, we're doing good. But you've been a little bit of a traveling man yourself.
Yeah, I was in D.C. Monday through actually last night. And you talking about the snow when I landed in Detroit. Luckily, I avoided a lot of the snow, and luckily, when I parked at the airport, I had covered parking. But man, it's interesting coming back here to Michigan, seeing all the snow on the ground, and I'm hoping it melts soon. But that's only hope and a prayer.
No, we want all the snow we can get. We don't want it to melt until April. That's the way us northern people feel. So we make too much money off the snow. We greatly appreciate the snowmobilers and all the ATVs that come up for it. So, hey, I did want to ask you, though, about that trip. You were able to go and obviously talk with some folks. And you mentioned in your text to me that you even had the opportunity to meet with some other attorney generals.
Yeah, so I got an invitation a few weeks ago to actually visit Washington, D.C., met with individuals at the White House for a very productive meeting for about, you know, an hour to 90 minutes, then met with a whole bunch of Republican attorneys general. They have their own organization. It's called RAGA. It sounds like MAGA, right? But it's the Republican Attorneys General Association. Excuse me. They had a meeting there for the past few days. I met with almost every single one of them, a lot of good conversations, a lot of good advice that they gave, and of note, I think it was really interesting talking with Attorney General Dave Sunday, who is the Attorney General for Pennsylvania, and the reason why I think it was interesting is because he just got elected not that long ago, and there was also a U.S. Senate seat that was open, and a Republican took that seat as well, so we talked about the similarities between Pennsylvania and our state, and I wanted to figure out how they were able to make the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania red again. He's very confident, along with a lot of other folks I spoke there at RAGA, that we can actually make the AG, the governor, the U.S. Senate seat, in addition to the Secretary of State, red again here in Michigan. It's a prime opportunity, and a lot of people from the White House, even a few members of Congress I spoke with, and Republican attorneys general, they believe that we can make Michigan absolutely ruby red again.
Well, you know, that's encouraging because Pennsylvania, not too long ago, elected Fetterman to be a U.S. senator. And, you know, I thought, oh, my God, Pennsylvania has lost their mind. They've actually gone blue. Because back in the day when I was a truck driver, I owned my own rig, and I drove, you know, 2005 to 2009, and Pennsylvania was totally red, and it was amazing to me the paradigm shift that took place that elected Fetterman, and I'm like, okay, what's going on in Pennsylvania? What's wrong with those people? But then, of course, Donald Trump won, you know, last year, and like you said, other Republicans got elected. How important of a strategy is it for a state party which we do here in Michigan. It's a state party function that basically chooses our nominees for, like you say, attorney general, secretary of state, the judges, the universities, and things like that. But how critical of a role is the state party in making sure that they choose the right candidate to get on the ticket to run with all the other electeds that are going to be on the August primary next year, getting the right candidates there, but then more importantly, all of you guys running as a team for November? How important a role is it that the state party makes sure that they run the convention properly and make sure that they get the right candidate?
It's absolutely mission critical. And let me talk a little bit about that, because, of course, we have a primary for U.S. Senate. We have a primary for governor. But when it comes to our wonderful precinct delegates all throughout Michigan, we have about 5,000, give or take. Those are the individuals that are really the supporters of the party. Those are the rock bed, I would say, of really anything that we do as the GOP. So the White House, in addition to Raga and some members of Congress, they've taken note of where this race is going, and they want to get a head start. Like, for example, we have a head start here in Michigan having the nominating convention in March. Well, they don't want to necessarily wait that long to kind of do all of that in D.C. They want to actually yield support. They want to give us essentially the infrastructure that they need, that we need as well, and they want to be supportive. So that's why they invited me to go to D.C. to talk with all of them to make sure that we're all aligned. I was the only Republican AG invited to this series of meetings, and they kind of see where the writing is on the wall right now. They just want to be prepared, because I won't forget what one Republican AG told me, and it's absolutely true, that since 1955, we've only had two Republican AGs, of course, with Mike Cox and Bill Schuette. They are very, very bullish we can actually get this back a third time. Because if we don't, not only is this going to be bad for Michigan, and we can talk all about that for sure, but it's also not going to be good for the nation. And that's why the White House, Raga, and other folks that are patriots and want to see the rule of law prevail, they're laser focused here in Michigan.
Now, I don't know if you heard or not, because of you being in Washington, but the Michigan Republican Party had a state committee meeting, and I was very much in direct contact with Monica Fiebing. She's the chair of the Rules Committee, and they were the ones that the party chairman, Jim Runstead, tasked with coming up with the methodology, the method on which how we were going to count the ballots. And Monica Fiebing and a bunch of other patriots wanted to do a hand count where they literally had tellers assigned for each congressional district, and they wanted to hand count the ballots as opposed to using the tabulator machines. And they were overruled at state committee. The majority, it was very close vote, but the majority of them chose to do it using the tabulator machines. Were you aware of that decision, and do you have any opinion one way or another about the methodology of counting the ballots at the nominating endorsement convention?
Yeah, so this is actually the first I'm hearing about the decision that was made at state party. However, I know that this was being something discussed previously by various members of state committee. I think all Republicans, all delegates, all state committee members have a vested interest in election integrity, given what's going on in the larger scheme of things, of course, across Michigan, across the nation. When I take a look at the state party, certainly it's their determination to make and their determination alone. I would just really hope, and this is where I sort of give my personal opinion to a certain extent, if they want to have, for whatever reason, and they voted on it, some type of tabulator or voting machine, I suppose that's what the party wants to do. But I really hope as well to go along with that, there is an ability to actually have a paper record and a paper trail so that that can be examined or audited by various folks over there at the nominating convention if they have appropriate grounds to do so. So I can't tell all the folks at state committee what to do, But if this is where we're going, that's fine, I suppose, as long as that there is a fair and equitable way to have a paper ballot recount, or more so to kind of have a paper trail to see what's going on, so we don't end up like, for example, a Jocelyn Benson-oriented Michigan.
Right, absolutely. Well, one of the things I responded to Monica when she texted me from state committee, when she was actually there, and I said, well, see if you can make an amendment, because they always do the check of the tabulator tapes before any ballots are fed in. They always zero out the machines is basically what it is. They run a tape and they show that there's no ballots counted already in the machine, zero out the machine, zero tapes are produced, and everybody starts feeding them in there. I said, but one thing that I asked her to make an amendment on was to be able to do a test. And we do this at the local township levels per the county clerks through the Bureau of Elections. They actually do a test of the machine a couple of weeks before the elections start opening up, early voting and absentee ballots and all that. They'll do 20, 30, 40 test ballots, depending on the size of the township or the city village. And they'll actually feed ballots into the machine, and then they do a tabulator tape, and they compare the tape's results to the actual hand paper ballots they fed into it. And Monica attempted to make that amendment, and it was voted down. And I was like, why? Why would they vote a test down just to prove that the algorithms are working properly, the tabulators are reading the ballots correctly? Why wouldn't they agree to do that? And she's like, I don't know. They just refused to even allow me to even speak almost. And I said, but you're the chair of the committee that was making the recommendation. And she goes, I know, but they just seemed to want to get it over and done with. So anyway, that was my advice to her live during that state committee, but that amendment was voted down. Just so you're brought up to speed, and you may want to have a conversation with the chairman, Jim Runstead, about that and why perhaps they chose not to allow her amendment to go through.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that. First, I'm hearing about it, of course, but I think it's always important to trust, test, and then verify. I think that's very important. And in fact, one of the things I was talking a lot about when in D.C. was about election integrity. One of the things that really came up among those conversations was actually testing equipment, believe it or not, and as well making sure you have a paper trail. I know that right. When it comes to the U.S. Department of Justice, they're attempting to audit things here in Michigan. So I think if we're doing this and making it an important issue at the federal level, should be an important issue at the state level, and I think it should also be an important issue at the party level. But thanks for letting me know. I'll certainly take a look into those things.
Well, like you say, testing, and it's so simple to do. It only takes like a half an hour. You know, you mark up 40 ballots, 30 ballots or whatever, you run them through the machine, and you can verify, yep, here's what the ballot said, here's the total count on the ballots, here's the total count on the tabulator tape, it read it properly, and it's a done deal. So anyway, very good. Well, listen, final couple of seconds here, your website for people to go to check out, learn more about your run for Attorney General?
Yes, so they could go to my Twitter or X, and they can also go to kevin4mi.com, that's Kevin, KevinForMi.com. And let's go ahead and make Michigan absolutely red again, and looking forward to everyone's support so that we can get across the finish line in November.
Very good. Kevin, appreciate you. Thank you for coming on today. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it. Thank you.
Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall, is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word, is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment for today. Greatly appreciate Kevin Kievsky for coming on today. He is a candidate for Attorney General. He's running for the Republican nomination at the state convention. Again, want to remind you, if you are a precinct delegate, that you will be sent a letter to attend a county convention in early March of 2026. This coming March, there at the county convention, you guys will meet and talk about sending voting delegates and alternates to this endorsement convention. It's going to be held Saturday, March 28th, 2026, down in Novi. It's a Expo Center, right there off of 96 in Novi. So make sure that if you're interested, you've heard Kevin Kievsky here on the show for Attorney General. We're also going to be reaching out and talking with the various Secretary of State candidates and see who would like to sponsor the show and be on the show on a regular basis, taking interviews with me. We will get other people that are perhaps running for the universities as well as judges. We'll be reaching out to those folks as well. So, just put it on your calendar, you snowbirds. If there's any of you out there that are precinct delegates, make sure that you plan to be back in March to attend the county conventions. If you want to go to this endorsement nominating convention on March 28th in Novi, you have to attend the county convention. You have to be there in person. Some counties, based on weather, may allow proxies to be sent for people to represent other people. Most counties require you to attend in person. It just depends on the bylaws, and it depends on the chairman of your county party. So I just want you guys to be fully aware of that. Make sure you understand the importance of it, because as we do the vetting of these candidates and they come on the show, and you can tell people, I heard him on with Trucker Randy, and this is his position on red flag laws. This is his position on counting ballots by hand. Whatever the issue, the topic is that we talk about with these candidates, you can then share that information with your folks at the county conventions and make sure that we send the right people to that state convention. Now, one thing, again, I am just so thankful, absolutely thankful to Dr. Gary Willey, chiropractor up there in Sheboygan, 323 North Main Street. Man, the guy is phenomenal. That's all I can say. I've gone to hundreds of chiropractors in my life, and I got to tell you, Dr. Gary is unbelievable. Got off the radio at noon on Wednesday. I had my empty water jugs all packed up in the Yukon. I took off for Sheboygan. I got there to Dr. Gary Willey's office roughly about 1:45. 2 o'clock, he comes in. He gives me a total adjustment from head to toe. He just absolutely got everything fluid and everything moving. And then I went right next door and got a laser, deep tissue laser light therapy treatment with Stacy on my upper right shoulder neck area. Oh, my God. Driving home, I had this tingling sensation. I put some intense relief rub from Patriots Relief on. I went to bed Wednesday night, woke up Thursday morning, felt so much better. Today, Friday, all the pain is gone. I ended up shoveling snow this past couple of weeks, and I actually pinched a nerve in my neck, and it was running down into my right shoulder blade. And, I mean, it got so bad that I couldn't even use my right arm to lift a coffee cup up into the microwave. Gone. Pain is gone. So I cannot say enough. Please consider giving them a call for a chiropractic adjustment and a deep tissue laser light therapy on any areas of your body that's hurting you. I'm telling you, this thing works. It's amazing. That phone number, if you'd like to schedule an appointment, they're not there today on Fridays, but you can leave a message. They'll get back to you Monday morning. 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Greatly, greatly appreciate what they do over there. It works. Trucker Randy Special, you mentioned me, you mentioned the show. They'll give you two treatments for a reduced price of only $99 for two treatments. If you respond to it like I do, one treatment, good for you. Save that treatment up for maybe a week or two or a month later and go back and get a second treatment when it starts bothering you again. Or if you're not like me and you react very quickly to the treatment, get the first one done and then wait a couple days and go back for a second one. And I got to tell you, it's amazing, absolutely amazing. What Stacy talks about with us on Tuesday mornings, it definitely, definitely works. Inflammation is gone. The cells are rejuvenated. Absolutely feel fantastic. Can't recommend them enough. Again, the phone number, 231-627-4300. One last thing I do want to mention real quick before we go. AX. Send me AX, your name and your address, what county you're from. I will make sure that you get some sheets to help us out. We are still collecting signatures for AX My Tax petition drive.